I am here today with Ava. Hi, Ava.
Hi.
What book are we talking about today, Ava?
The Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus.
By?
Dusty Bowling.
Dusty Bowling, you got it. Dusty Bowling. Now, Ava, before we started recording, you told me something about this book. What did you tell me about you and reading this book?
I started it on Monday and I couldn't stop reading it.
And so you actually finished it yesterday already, didn't you? Which was Wednesday, because today is Thursday. So it means you read it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3-day read. That is impressive. That is impressive. I am so glad you liked this book. I love this book. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus.
It's about a girl who has no arms and she has this blog and she, it's all about her life. Like, she was adopted and they go in this like storage shed and they keep finding clues about stuff and they're trying to figure out who's the really, the owner of the park, Joe Kenvog. And they find out at the end.
Oh, so where is the book set?
It started in Kansas, but then her dad was going to lose the house, so they moved to Arizona.
They moved to Arizona. And then Avon, right? Avon and her parents are living at an old, how would you describe it? Where are they living?
They're living in an old theme park that probably would have been cool if it wasn't like 60 years old.
It's true. Probably would have been cool. And so at Avon's old school, you know, she has no arms. So at her old school, did kids really make a big deal out of it anymore?
No, because she went to the same school since kindergarten.
Yeah. But now she's showing up at a new school. And how is life going for her at the new school?
Not so great. She meets two friends, Connor, who has a special syndrome that he like barks and blinks a lot.
It's called, want me to tell you what, is it a hard name to pronounce?
Yeah.
It's called Asperger's. Nope. Misspelled. That's not what it's called. It's called,
Just the T.
It does. Tourette's. Not Asperger's. Yeah. Tourette's. He has Tourette's syndrome. Thank you. Whew. She meets Connor and they become friends, right? And who else does she meet?
Zion.
Zion. Yep. And they're just all kind of cool together, right?
Yeah. Like, Zion doesn't, cause he feels like he's overweight and then Connor feels embarrassed that because he spits kind of when he eats.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ava, did you learn anything from this book?
Yeah. I learned that you have to like accept people. Like if there's someone different than your school, you just got to become their friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because people are cool once you get to know them, right? For sure. Why did you choose to read this book, Ava?
Because Mrs. Hogaboom told us kind of about it, and my friend Avery read it, and she told me that it was really good, and then my name was pulled out of the bag, and so I got to read it.
You were the lucky one. Isn't it always fun your name is pulled to be the first one of the readers?
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Is there a character you'd like to meet in real life?
I'd like to meet Avon, and I'd kind of like to meet Connor, too, because I just want to kind of see what they look like. I picture at first Avon kind of having brown hair or blonde, but then it says towards the end that she was more of a redhead.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting how that changes your perspective, doesn't it? That's cool. What's one thing, if you could ask Dusty Bowling one thing, what would you ask her?
I would ask her what inspired her to write this book.
That's a really good question. It's a great question. And we kind of talked about this, but the big lesson you took away from this book?
That you need to be kind to others.
Be kind to others. That's awesome. Ava, anything else you want to share with us about Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus?
Just be nice to people.
Be nice to people. Be nice to people. That's a great message to end on. We should all be nice. Awesome, Ava. Great job. Are you going to read her next book? Dusty Bowling's next book.
What's your next one?
It is called 24 Hours in Nowhere.
Yes.
It's fantastic. You know what? I could probably give it to you today.
Yeah. I want to start that book.
We're on it. As soon as we'll end this podcast, and then I will check the book out for you, and you can read it. Sweet. All right, Ava, we will sign off by saying happy reading.